Hi, I'm Roberto, and I've been participating in the Imagine Cup on the last 8 years, I think, since 2005. And every year, my brother and I, we've worked together and we came up with different projects every year. We competed in, I think, 11 categories along the years. And I wanted to give you some tips and tricks about how to enjoy the Imagine Cup experience to the fullest, and especially some specific for the Windows 8 Challenge category. So, first of all, I want to say that when you compete in the Imagine Cup, every time that you start a project like Imagine Cup, you're already winning something. So, if you don't go to the local finals, or if you don't go to the world finals, or if your project gets cut around one, you may think, oh, that means I'm not good enough. But in the Magic Cup, that's not the case, because in the Magic Cup, once you have your first idea and you decide to actually submit something, you're already much ahead of the competition. That means you already put your thought in a project, you already thought about, this is an idea that actually could work. And if you advance, you start getting more and more rewards out of this initial seed, out of this idea. So in the first round, you're gonna get a lot of good feedback. So you're gonna get judges that are known all over the world for their quality, for their knowledge, and they will be judging your project individually. They will be telling you what you need to improve. That's something that's already extremely, extremely valuable. And then if you advance to the local finals, in the case of the software design, or if you advance to the world finals, then you get so much more, because you're going to be able to experience a different kind of judging. They're going to be judging your presentation, your demonstration skills, and not only your software development or your idea. And then if you advance to the world finals, well, then you get a trip, then you get a cool prize, then you get a lot of new friends from all over the world. I always say that, like, every time I go to the Imagine Cup, it's like 50 new friends and 50 new places to stay around the world. So whenever I travel to Japan or to China or to Australia or to the United States, I always have friends there from the Imagine Cup that I can meet. And of course, then you're gonna have the best judges in the world looking only at you, and the best companies in the world also looking at you. And then if you win, of course, well, then you even get some cash money, you get enough visibility to start your project, you're gonna get press coverage. Really, those are things that people battle for years and years to get these kinds of opportunities. And with the Imagine Cup, you can have all that in like a few months. So the thing I would like you to focus on each step and how you can get the most of each step. Don't rush it. Don't think, oh, I lost it, or I didn't do my best here. You can make it again next year, or you can make it again in the next step. So my case is a very good example of this. Like, I worked on the Imagine Cup 8 years, and every time I was trying to do something different, something better. So in the first year, we didn't make it to the world finals. In the second year, we were champions in the world finals. And then we tried harder challenges, different categories. And then in the last year in Australia, we competed in 5 different categories, and we got to the world finals in 3, and we won all 3. So it's just a proof that you can always improve, and there's always bigger challenges, even inside the Imagine Cup. About the Windows 8 Challenge specifically, one of the main things that, like, set our projects apart is that we followed the Windows 8 design guidelines very closely, but there was always something in our app that was unique and different. So if you look at our app, and we're going to post a link to our video together with this, if you look at our app, you can definitely see that there's something here that it's only in our app. I'm not even going to say. You're going to look and you're going to understand. We call that our signature. So I believe that if you have a little thing, a little detail, that's your signature, it's gonna put your app apart from the competition. Not only in the Magic Cup, but in the store as well. If you're publishing your app in the store, so I definitely encourage you to go beyond the basics and to try something a little bit different. Break the rules a little bit. Put something that is yours. That's your signature. That people will recognize as your app. And then when you're submitted to the store, you might as well become number one in the store and make a lot of money. You never know. So that's it. And if you want to contact me, I'm always available for questions. And we're also going to post a link to my Twitter account. You can always contact me there. Thank you very much.